Under the rules of what is technically called an extraordinary session, the governor proposes the agenda and lawmakers must vote yes or no. Shortly after 1 p.m., the assembly gaveled into the session.
The House will come to order.
There was only one item officially on the agenda, to extend the New York City mayor's control over the school system for one more year. The current authorization expires on Friday. But there are other outstanding issues that did not get finished when the session ended June 21st. They include the extension of sales tax authorization for New York's counties, a measure that has routinely passed both houses of the legislature for decades. The Assembly Democrats had linked the sales tax to mayoral control, a connection that was rejected by the Senate leadership coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. The Senate, meanwhile, tied mayoral control to strengthening charter schools, something Assembly Democrats said was not advancing in their House. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco says it doesn't make sense to just act on mayoral control, which is really a New York City-specific issue, then leave again for summer break. He says other outstanding items include the fate of the sales tax extenders for the counties upstate and on Long Island, and flood relief for areas ravaged by high waters on Lake Ontario.
It's a real big state, and we've got tax extenders upstate. We've got specific issues upstate that have to be dealt with as well, like the flooding bill. You know, it just can't be one area of the state that gets dealt with. And I would have hoped that the governor, if he wanted to show he represents the entire state, would have put in some of those other issues which are important to upstaters.
All three major credit rating agencies are threatening to downgrade the county's credit ratings if the uncertainty over the future of the sales tax continues. And other items began to surface. New York City also needs a bill to extend authorization to impose its personal income taxes. And the Vernon Downs racetrack near Utica is threatening to close. A bailout package is also stalled in the legislature. Senator Joseph Griffo, who represents the Mohawk Valley region, says he's frustrated.
You got 300 people that are going to lose their jobs. And I don't understand the insensitivity to that here right now, particularly in a time when we're talking about, you know, creating economic opportunity and from gaming, which has been, in my opinion, a zero-sum game.
Governor Cuomo issued a statement saying he fully supports helping out Vernon Downs, but he says the legislature needs to pass a bill first. Earlier, legislative leaders met behind closed doors with Cuomo in an attempt to work out a larger deal, including more items. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie was asked whether he was optimistic or pessimistic that a deal could be reached.
I'm not a soothsayer. I have no idea.
Even though the session was called for early afternoon, there's no rule that says lawmakers have to immediately vote on the governor's bills. They have the option of delaying that vote by pausing the action in a maneuver known as standing at ease.
Senate will stand temporarily at ease.
The majority parties in both houses then return to closed-door conferences to discuss what to do next. Senator DeFrancisco says even if no deal is reached, there might not be an end to the proceedings.
The governor could easily just call us back tomorrow and the next day. And he's the type of guy that would do that, as everybody knows, because that's sometimes what people who have a strong ego and someone who thinks that he or she is the government, that's what they do.
Even though the session was called for just one day, one lawmaker said he was told to bring an extra suit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.